It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Italian ambassador to the United States, Claudio Bisognero, made a quiet visit to the Milwaukee Art Museum late Monday afternoon.
He had a private tour of the current feature exhibition of Heaven and Earth, 500 Years of Italian Painting from Glasgow Museums, and then addressed a small gathering of museum staff and board members.
After his speech, Ambassador Bisognero chatted with Lake Effect at some length about the importance of cultural diplomacy. We'll get to that part of the interview in just a moment, but first he spoke about Italy's foreign policy and its commitment to a united Europe.
Well, first of all, we are a strong supporter of the European Union. Italy happens to hold the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union for the second semester of 2014. So we are very committed to pushing forward the great ideals that made this union possible, beginning with the six founding members. 50, 60 years ago, we were one of those six founding members, and to transfer those kind of visions into the realities of today. One of the issues these days is the economic crisis in Europe. We do believe that Europe, to overcome this crisis, will require growth. So at this point, we are very much engaged in discussing with the other European nations the best way forward. And as you know, we are committed to budget discipline, and as a matter of fact, Italy will respect the European standards for budget deficit this year, next year, and so on. We are committed to that, but we also believe that Europe needs to do more in terms of economic growth and job creation, and that is something we want to pursue very, very actively in the weeks and months to come. There is going to be a European summit in a few weeks, in December 18th, 19th. It will be the concluding event of the Italian presidency, if you so wish, where we believe that it's going to be a moment in which this issue of growth, economic growth, job creation is going to be discussed, and we hope it's going to be discussed in a positive way. We need more investments in Europe. We need the flexibility within the existing criteria that should be respected, but within those criteria we need the flexibility to allow growth and job creation to come at the center of European policy. Europe cannot just be seen as the master of, austerity, dictated by bureaucracies. It must be seen as a great vision of countries who have a common project, and this project must include economic growth and job creation.
And one of those things I think that would affect that is something that I know Italy has trouble with, which is immigration and illegal immigration from Northern Africa in particular. And I know Italy has been at the forefront of trying to come up with better ways to deal with guest workers. How is that going forward with the EU? Are the rest of the member nations paying attention to what Italy hopes to accomplish there?
Well, we are at the forefront. Obviously, if you look at the map, Italy is located at the heart of the Mediterranean, and many of these illegal immigrants or refugees come from the northern shore of Africa. And frankly, what we are seeing here is a tragic humanitarian crisis. Italy saw many tragedies in the seas surrounding its shores, and that's when we decided to step in with a major operation by the Italian Navy, and we are proud of that operation. Through it, we have saved, just this year, since the 1st of January of this year, nearly 140,000 lives of refugees who otherwise would have been lost at sea. So this situation could not continue, so we have stepped in with this major Italian Navy operation. We believe this is not only an Italian problem, it is a European problem. These poor people are desperately trying to reach a better future for themselves, for their families. And this is why we have asked Europe to step in as well, which has happened. And so now a new European mission will be created. It's called Operation Triton. This is the name of the operation, which is in line with the Italian approach to intervene in this dramatic humanitarian situation to safeguard these refugees.
That was the Italian ambassador to the United States, Claudio Bisognero, speaking to us at the Milwaukee Art Museum Monday afternoon. Once the foreign policy questions were out of the way, we were joined by Art Museum curator Tanya Paul, who was instrumental in getting the Of Heaven and Earth exhibition to Milwaukee, its only Midwestern stop.
The ambassador began by explaining why exhibitions of this kind are so important to Italy and Italians.
For us to be able to share and to showcase the best that Italy has to offer is truly important. For us, culture, art, and cultural diplomacy, if you wish, is an essential part of our foreign policy. This particular exhibition, which is, by the way, a spectacular event, I really encourage people to visit. It's an exhibition that spans over five centuries. So in a rapid and high quality event, you have the possibility to witness the beauty and the spectacular quality of Italian art as it develops through the century. This is what resonates and what I encourage people to see.
When Italians see this work, what is the response that you have, your countrymen have?
Well, of course, you do recognize names and you recognize colors and you recognize styles and places and locations. And you make comparisons with other paintings that you've seen in other museums. So there is an immediate attraction to what we see in an exhibition like this. It resonates very, very strongly.
So why is culture so important in diplomacy? We tend to think of things like bilateral talks. We think of taking care of what's happening in Syria, what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, diplomacy has changed dramatically. In the past years, in the past 20, 30 years. And I would argue today, with the advent of the social media, it has truly changed very profoundly by the way we are extremely involved in using what is called digital diplomacy, so using Twitter, Facebook for diplomatic purposes. I tweet systematically. I think it's a very efficient way of doing my work. I don't see how I could do my work without using Twitter and the social media. So culture is a strong element of that. Frankly, for a country like Italy, it is a very strong point. So by showcasing the best we have to offer, I think the image of the country comes out in a more positive way. And frankly, we do not see culture in isolation. We see as a springboard to also connect to the economic, financial and trade dimension of our relations in a country like the U.S. We had last year this great initiative, 2013, the Year of Italian Culture in the U.S. We organized more than 300 events all over the nation, and frankly, it was not limited to the purely artistic, musical, or cultural dimension. There was a very strong connection with innovation, technology, design, research. That is what we want to do through cultural diplomacy.
Tanya, I want to bring you in on this. This is an exhibit that is cross-cultural in many different ways. It's not just between Italy and the United States, but Scotland is involved in this as well.
Absolutely. And of course, all the paintings come from the National Galleries of Scotland. And I think the wonderful thing about the exhibition is that it not only tells this marvelous story of the history of Italian art across 500 years, but it also talks about the way in which Italian art has been valued, of course, across the centuries. And of course, we have Italian paintings in our collection here at the Milwaukee Art Museum. But Glasgow, similarly, as a major industrial city, had wonderful donors who, over the years, collected amazing Italian paintings, valued how important they were, and really assembled these important collections and allowed us to really have these sort of core groups of work. So that's why this is this wonderful sort of, as you say, sort of tripartite kind of cultural relationship that the exhibition really brings out.
There's Flemish, there's French, there's English schools of painting, there's American schools of painting, but there's something about Italian art across the centuries that keeps drawing all of us, even those of us who are not Italian and have no genetic connection to it, but yet somehow the art speaks to us.
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, I think the message of art and the message of beautiful art is truly universal. So it really spans borders, cultures, beliefs. You stand in front of a beautiful statue, of a beautiful painting, and you're moved or touched by it, regardless of your origins, of your culture, of your religion, and what have you. And the second thing I would add is probably the sense of beauty. The sense of beauty, which is so peculiar of the Italian culture. Even to this day, the great designers of Italian fashion, I would even add the great designer of Italian fancy sport cars, and they are just beautiful pieces of art. Why? Because the sense of beauty has been going from generation to generation throughout the century, and is something that we have very much in our DNA.
There's something about going into even an Italian hardware store and seeing how the designs of knives and forks or tools, they're so beautiful. There is that incredible aesthetic sense.
Yes, I would agree with you. I think it's probably the continuation of the same artistic sense that inspired some of the beautiful paintings we see in this exhibition.
So, Tanya, how did you put this all together? This took quite a lot to make happen. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's a wonderful exhibition that was put together by the AFA, American Federation of the Arts, which is an organization which sort of generates these exhibitions. And it was a really marvelous opportunity for us to be a part of the tour of this fantastic collection. And so for me, for the installation of this exhibition here in Milwaukee, we've been working for months now in terms of, you know, figuring out the layout, working on all of the didactic material, the labels, all of the interpretive material, the gallery guide, and so on and so forth. So this has been, as every exhibition is, an intense and sort of deeply consuming process. But it's with work this beautiful, really, the only thing you need to do is to give it space and to just allow it to sort of be. Because you don't need to provide a lot of supporting material, because when you walk up to a Botticelli or a Bellini or a Titian, the work speaks for itself. It doesn't need a lot of support. It's exquisite material. So that has been a real treat to work with.
It's been open for a little while now. How has the audience reaction been?
It's been really wonderful. I've given countless tours of the exhibition, and people just, they really love it. I've been talking to a lot of people who've been coming back multiple times. It's been, I think, really well received here in the city, and I think that it's just, it's a really wonderful opportunity to see some of these works, which really, many of them haven't been seen outside of the city of Glasgow. These are really extraordinary works, and so it's been a real treat, and I think been incredibly well received.
I do want to ask one more question, sir. Is there a painting in there that you would stand in front of for a long time if given a choice?
Well, Bellini is one of my favorite painters. I lived some time of my life in Venice, and there's a spectacular painting by Bellini in this exhibition, which I really love.
And Tanya, I'm going to ask you the same question. Is there a painting that you would stand in front of if you could?
The answer to that question varies from week to week as I go through the exhibition, but right now I'm terribly fond of the Guardi. I think it's an exquisite picture and such a marvelous example of his style.
Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Claudio Bisognero is the Italian ambassador to the United States. He was in town Monday afternoon to visit the Milwaukee Art Museum and its current feature exhibit of Heaven and Earth, 500 Years of Italian Painting from Glasgow Museums.
Tanya Paul is the museum's curator of European art. We spoke with them at the museum late Monday afternoon.
Coming up next, a documentary explores the legacy of Bhopal, India, 30 years after the disastrous gas leak that put a global focus on the city. Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio right after this.